To find out what's really going on behind the music, sometimes you have to dig deep. I'm Dr. Mike, and on the new season of Going There, we're doing just that.
Art or music can be your escape and your therapy.
Going There is the podcast at the crossroads of music and mental health, where we have raw, meaningful conversations with artists like Noah Kahn, Julian Baker, Jason Isbell, Youngblood, The Head and the Heart, and Bishop Briggs.
I recently heard someone describe grief as glitter, where you'll clean it up and then you'll find little pieces.
By opening ourselves up to these real discussions about mental health, we can foster understanding and gain even greater appreciation for the music we all love.
For me, like, my favorite songs give me happy tears.
So join me and some of your favorite artists on the new season of Going There with Dr. Mike, brought to you by Sound Mind Live and the Consequence Podcast Network. Subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hello, and welcome to Long Time No See, the podcast. Each week, we'll be pairing two blindfolded comedians who've agreed to sit down with a mystery guest. I'll be putting them on the spot with a series of questions about their careers, lives, and opinions. Without further ado, please remove your blindfolds and introduce yourself.
Hey, I'm Michael.
Hi, Andrea.
I have to be honest with you, I am so relieved to see it's you.
Do you have any irrational fears? What's the worst fad you were into? Is there any job that you would be terrible at?
Underwater welder?
Don't say that about yourself.
Do you guys have any useless talents?
I kicked one of those delivery robots.
What? You kicked one?
Yelling. I kick those all the time.
They have names on them.
Good.
I can make smoke come out of my mouth with nothing.
Do it.
You want to see it?
What the f***? Are you a dragon?
Out now, Long Time No See, the podcast, season 2. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Kim Namjoon, Kim Seokjin, Min Yoongi, Jung Ho Seok, Park Jin Min, Kim Taeyang, Jung Jungkook, standing BTS.
Hey, welcome back. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany. And this is Standing BTS.
We're together, so yes.
Yeah, so welcome to another wonderful episode where we get to hang out for just about an hour and talk about BTS.
Yes, and what a wonderful freaking hour it is.
Yes.
This week, you guys, we are going to talk about the much-requested rap line.
Yes, very requested.
Oh my gosh, it is going to be such a fun episode. Mm-hmm. So great. But disclaimer, okay?
Yeah.
A lot of people take BTS very seriously. We do too.
Yes.
But this is a comedy fangirl podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to tell our listeners what that means,
yeah.
Bethany?
So that means we're going to fangirl, mm-hmm. laugh, and learn a little bit along the way.
Yeah.
So this is an explicit podcast.
Yeah.
So if you aren't cool with that, you can dip out now. We won't blame you.
Yeah, but if you're down for some outbursts of Namjoon's fucking legs.
Or shit, J-Hope is bias wrecking me.
Then you're in the right place.
Yes.
So.
That's out there now.
Yeah. Welcome.
Welcome.
So you guys, we're together, obviously.
Yeah. So I came into town because I had some studying class I had to do,
mm-hmm.
you know, adult things.
Yeah.
But Kayla and I have gotten to hang out the whole weekend, which is so, it's been so much fun.
Literally 3 nights in a row and then all day today.
Mm-hmm.
It's been amazing.
Yes.
Like, just having this time. And we were planning on doing research from, like, the first night. Research
no.
for this episode together. But literally the first 2 nights, we were like, we just want to hang out.
Yeah, we just want to watch all BTS things right now.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. that's what we did. It was amazing.
It was so much fun.
We did research yesterday and today.
Yeah, we've done a lot of research for this episode, and we really think you guys are going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
We take the rap line very seriously.
Yeah.
We are like, this is kind of an intimidating episode, but I think you will enjoy it.
Yeah, for sure. So today, after we finished our research, we went to this shop called Korean Gifts and Video.
Uh-huh.
And, like, half of it is, like, traditional Korean gifts, like, a bunch of Korean skincare, mm-hmm. like, little trinkets, little things, like, mm-hmm. cute items. And then the other half of the store is like K-pop.
Yeah, but it's not just K-pop.
No.
It's like the majority of the merchandise is BTS.
Yes, by far.
It was overwhelming.
It was overwhelming.
we looked like crazy in there. Like, we were obsessing over
wall.
Everything.
Yeah. Yeah, half of a wall was BTS. And the entire time that we were in the store, they were playing BTS songs.
Only BTS songs. Only. No other K-pop songs, just BTS. And they were playing, like, when we walked in, it was Magic Shop. Yeah. That was the song that was playing first.
Yeah, and then they played 4 O'Clock by Taeyang.
That threw me off, because I did not expect 4 O'Clock to be playing.
No, but it was... I'm pretty sure it played last time that I was there.
Oh, really?
So I had been there a time before, which is why I knew I wanted to take you there.
Yeah.
And then after that, after going to the shop, we got, like, some posters. You got, like, a big pillow.
Oh, my gosh. I got a, like, body pillow, and it's the Love Yourself tier. I don't know which version it is, but it's the desert one.
Yeah.
And it's of all of them, and it's a body pillow.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's a small body pillow. Like, it's not huge.
Yeah, it's, like, a half-size one.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's that shot where they're all kind of, like, it's the one shot of them where they're all standing and looking out into the desert, and the sun is in the distance.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
It was worth the money.
Yeah, it was. And then we went to this Korean restaurant that was, like, literally right across, like, the parking lot, basically. Yeah.
And it wasn't, like, Korean barbecue, which is kind of pricey.
Yeah.
Like, you have to have an event of some sort or, like, an occasion to go out.
For sure.
But this was just, like, a nice little place to just stop
sit
in
down,
and have lunch.
Yeah. Yeah. It was so nice. We had bento boxes.
Mm-hmm.
That bulgogi was so good.
Yeah. Anyways, that was our little Korean outing.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah. So, something big kind of happened this past week we have to address. BTS dyed their hair.
Yeah.
The majority of them.
Yeah.
I feel like Yoongi and J-Hope still dyed their hair a little bit. It's kind of the same color.
Yeah, but it's just dark, like black.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And...
obviously, the shocker...
the shocker.
...was Jungkook.
Absolutely.
Because... so, I guess Twitter Army had kind of become aware that there was rumors of that BTS dyed their hair. Like, and they were... they must have been very small, because I didn't see any. And I'm on Twitter a lot, but, like, maybe I missed it or something. When I was at work or something.
I feel like I'm always sending you the big news.
Yeah.
I don't know how I come across it, because I feel like... I don't know.
But all of the Jungkook stans, like, they did not care. They were like, oh, well, you know, yeah, maybe Taeyang will have this color, maybe, you know, like, Yoongi will have this color, whatever. But they were like, Jungkook, brown or black, like,
no,
they weren't worried,
like,
about it.
Yeah,
they were
yeah.
So when Jungkook came out with this, like, bright, like, fiery red pink, like, hair,
strawberry hair,
oh my god, like, shocking,
such a big shocker.
Yeah,
he looks so good with it, though. He's got the part, his forehead is showing.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
he's like, I'm a man now,
but, okay,
I can dye my hair.
Something's up.
Yeah, they're doing something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So by the time this podcast is released, maybe there's a new music video something else.
There's absolutely no reason for them to dye their hair for no reason.
Exactly.
You know,
unless they're just messing with us, but I feel like
they
there's
don't do
always
that.
Something. Yeah.
No, they use stuff like this where, like, their filming schedule overlaps with a performance and they're going to have the, you know, this hair color. They use it as, like, a nugget of, like, this is gonna happen.
Yeah.
Like, you know, because they know we're gonna pick up on it and they know that we're gonna freak the fuck out, and that's all the promotion that they need.
That's, you're totally right with that. Yeah, I agree.
Like, they do this shit on purpose.
I know. I love it, though. It's so exciting. It's one of the many things that makes BTS, like, standing BTS so much fun.
Yeah.
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 Oh, but anyways, so V still has his mullet, and he's blonde, which you all know that blonde wasn't really my favorite during
Wings.
Yeah. And so I was kind of like, I don't know how I feel about it. But with the mullet combination, and it's like, it's a nice blonde. It's a really good blonde.
Oh, it looks
like, it's
so
not
good
yellowy.
On him.
Yeah. And it's wavy. I can't wait till it's, like, straight and fluffy. Oh my gosh, I can't. And then Jin is blonde. That's a big deal.
Uh-huh.
Everyone loves blonde hair Jin.
He looks amazing.
He looks so good. All of the pictures from that, like, Lotto concert, Jin.
Yeah.
Oh.
Amazing.
Love him. Okay. And then...
Jimin has, like, like, light... I want to call it champagne colored because that was the color of, like, his silk kind of shirt that he was wearing.
Mm-hmm.
And they just match so well, but it's, like, a champagne-y brown, just, like, a light color. And I am a sucker for Jimin with, like, dark hair, but I have always, like, I love him with pink hair.
Mm-hmm.
So I just... he looks really, really cute. And I'm excited to see him style it differently if he keeps this.
His cut is different.
I really love the undercut. It is so fucking hot. undercut. The undercut saves it. I'm partial because I have an undercut, but but like he looks so good. But I just in that performance, he wore his bangs just down in front of his face, and I'm a love the forehead. Yeah, so I want to see the forehead. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and then Namjoon also has kind of like a soft brownish colored hair.
Yeah, he looks really sweet.
Mm-hmm. And so people are kind of like, oh, well, Jin and Taeyang both have blonde hair, and Namjoon and Jimin both have like this brownish hair. Yeah. And then J-Hope and Yoongi both have black hair.
And Jungkook
is just this wild card.
Yeah.
So what's up?
I feel like I can already connect it with all these theories.
Yep.
You know? Like, I can see how all this... all these things could piece into.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God.
Interesting. Anyways, there is that. This is a rap line episode. We had to address
we
that.
We had That's to kind talk
of,
about
that
it.
That was a big deal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're going to start talking about the rap line now.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, the rap line is made up of 3 members, mm-hmm. Of the total 7 members of BTS. And those members are, of course, RM, J-Hope, and Suga. Mm-hmm. And Suga is the only member of the rap line that we haven't done an entire episode on yet.
Yeah.
We were kind of waiting to do it, but we don't, you know, we just haven't done it yet. Yeah. We want to.
Suga will get his own episode.
Yeah.
We just haven't figured out when that's going to happen yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it'll be here eventually.
So because we haven't heard about him on this podcast yet, we're going to do a brief overview of the rap experience.
Mm-hmm.
Of the rap line before BTS.
Yeah.
So we know that Namjoon, well, now he's been rapping for 11 years, which is really cool.
That's insane. That's a long time.
Yeah. And he started in Seoul as like an underground rapper. We know he went by the name of Runch Ronda.
Mm-hmm.
And then he joined BTS as Rap Monster, and he changed his name toward the end of last year to just RM.
Yeah. And so Suga was an underground rapper as well in Daegu.
Mm-hmm.
And he went by the name of Gloss,
yes.
which is one of the translations of the name or word Yoongi,
mm-hmm.
which I did not know that.
Yeah.
He also is known as Augusti. Mm-hmm. So like his mixtape, his rapper name is Augusti, which is really cool.
Yeah.
So that's his solo professional rap stage name.
Mm-hmm. And then we also know that J-Hope was not a rapper prior to BTS.
No, he was not.
However, he was an amazing, fantastic street dancer for 10 years before signing with Big Hit. And he, you know, far surpasses anybody in that.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was like an underground dancer.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. But so J-Hope's rap style developed as he joined BTS and as he learned and
everything. Learned to rap, which is so impressive to me that he was not originally a rapper and then learned this really difficult skill.
Yeah, and he had to learn it as they were debuting, you know. He had to be ready, even though like at that point Namjoon started in 2007 rapping. They debuted in 2013.
Wow.
So, you know,
he had a good amount of time, like a lot under his belt going in.
Yeah, he had 6 years to practice to, that's 6 years, right? He had 6 years.
Math.
He had
still thinking about it. We're like, wait, I'm like counting on my fingers.
Well, okay. He had 6 years to develop his own rap style and to improve. Mm-hmm. Because I don't feel like anyone, you might have like a natural talent for rhythm, but it's a skill. It's difficult to do.
Mm-hmm.
So Namjoon spent all this time developing it. J-Hope, he started in 2013, you know? Like, he started, you know, earlier when he signed on with BTS. I don't remember, like...
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he only had that amount of time, like a year or two to...
Really develop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
and learn the skill. So it's impressive.
Yeah.
It's really impressive.
Yeah.
Especially with how good J-Hope is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now what we're going to kind of do is we're definitely going to first talk about their style and flow for each one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Because all of their styles are so different from one another.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow they all just really feed off of one another and it goes well.
Yeah.
And what we kind of realize is if you go and listen to like Cypher 1, they don't all mix as well as they do now. Like when we listen to Dang, it just flows really well.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Cypher 1, we hear a little bit like, okay, that's RM, that's Yoongi, that's J-Hope.
Right.
And it's kind of like they...
Very separate styles.
Yeah, they have to have these little transitional things in between, which they still do.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I don't know. They've just developed a lot and just have become a rap unit as one.
Yeah, totally.
Mm-hmm.
I think that... Something that we can see that they all have like a chill kind of mode for rapping, and they all have like a hardcore mode.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I would say like a cipher or like dang or maybe parts of it like outro tier for sure.
Yeah.
Has like that hardcore mode where they just really turn it on and mm-hmm. they're all 100% in their style element, mm-hmm. you know, and feeding off of each other. Yeah. And I think we've really been able to see that develop throughout the ciphers.
Yeah.
You know, like cipher part one. And Cypher Part 2 also, mm-hmm. they were kind of like trying to claim their territory in mm-hmm. the, as like rappers in the rap world and to be like respected as that.
Yeah.
And then as we get into like Cypher 3 and Cypher 4 and they get into like, I love myself and they kind of rise above like.
It's not so much of them trying to prove, hey, I'm a rapper. It's like getting into Cypher 3 and 4 is like, I don't need to prove myself anymore. I'm going to rise above the hate.
Yeah. Yeah. They just really have evolved together. As a unit.
Absolutely.
And it started out being like that really hardcore rap at the beginning, mm-hmm. but I think they've been able to explore different styles mm-hmm. as they've all developed as rappers. Yeah. So yeah, let's just like start. Yeah. I mean, let's talk about Namjoon's flow and style.
So Namjoon, what we kind of discovered with him mm-hmm. is he articulates his words very well.
Yeah.
It's very clear. It's very concise. And so he comes off and he is just so powerful when he raps. It's just intense and passionate, but he can also, like we said, they all have kind of a chill side too.
Yeah.
And, you know, kind of how we hear it in Dang, where he just is like softly rapping.
Oh my God. And Dang, when his verse hits, mm-hmm. it is so surprising mm-hmm. because never in a kind of diss track themed rap line song mm-hmm. have we had a chill verse like that,
mm-mm.
you know? And we have a hype J-Hope verse, a hype Suga verse, mm-hmm. and then Namjoon comes in and he just kind of like smooths it all over and uh-huh. he has this incredible coolness uh-huh. that's just like, we are so far above. Like, he's like, I don't even have to work myself up to be.
It's kind of like if you were to get in an argument with someone, mm-hmm. like you have like the people who are yelling and blah, 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 but the person who can
remain calm and level-headed.
And something about that person, they're just above the situation and they're just cooler.
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain
but
it.
But that's
Namjoon's
a perfect
doing.
Explanation. Yeah.
Yeah, so it really threw people off guard, I feel like, with Namjoon coming in with that verse. They were like, oh, this powerhouse of a rapper is just, like, rapping softly.
Yeah.
But at the same time, he's having even more of an impact on you.
And showing incredible skill.
Oh,
like, with the way that he put in a stutter. Mm-hmm.
The stutter.
It's so good.
That's one of the best parts of the whole thing.
Yeah. And I think I love that verse as an example for the fact that he doesn't really utilize a ton of vocal inflection when he raps.
Yeah.
He's more of like a traditional style rapper.
Yeah.
So he doesn't go up and down, like his voice isn't super like energetic. If he has energy, it's more like louder. Like,
yeah, he increases his volume.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and he gets more hype with his body, but like
his voice doesn't fluctuate as much.
No.
And so his range is a little bit more compact, I mm-hmm. would say. But even then, like the way that he's able to change his tone.
Yeah.
That is really what gives it that kind of depth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think like his emotions really carry him.
Uh-huh.
So because of that, like, and because of his clear rap, he's not like afraid to slide back and forth between like the rapping and like the
singing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So something about Namjoon too is that he does sing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we know that all three of them do sing. They'll rap. Even Yoongi will add in a little bit of a like a sing voice in for some of them. Like Outro Her, he does that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he does it in some other ones. But Namjoon, he does it a fair amount.
Mm-hmm.
And he does it well. And I know that like maybe it's not the prettiest singing.
Yeah.
But something about it is just
so raw.
Yeah, it's very raw.
Yeah.
And we also get to hear him like do those demos.
Mm.
Of Serendipity, his demo for that. Like, I just want an album
mm-hmm.
of his demos.
Yes.
It's such a beautiful, it's like a different kind of beautiful. Something about it being so raw.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's just open and honest. And it just shows the authenticity of his rap.
Mm-hmm.
And like, that's, I feel like that's what his style and his flow portrays, is like, he's just like, this is me.
Yeah.
Like, he's not trying to be anything other than that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and that's why the two other rappers in BTS and in this rap line mm-hmm. balance out so well, because this is Namjoon. He's just like traditional rap style, like traditional flow.
Yeah. We really think that he is the foundation of the rap line.
He totally is.
So traditional. He's also very just powerful and delivers it.
Mm-hmm.
And he is known for being kind of a louder rapper. But what I think is that he's so clear and concise with his words. He articulates everything so perfectly. His consonants, it's clear when it comes through the track.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think that is kind of reflective in the Satori rap. And because that's all about their, obviously their Satori, their accents.
Uh-huh.
And not, it's said that soul accents is like the most, you know, like pure and like they're very articulate when they really enunciate when they speak.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's really like Namjoon's style that like goes almost like the traditional kind of style.
Yeah.
But then like if we want to get into Yoongi. Mm-hmm. Yoongi from Daegu. I mean, so they say in the Satori rap that their style is like more, or the accent there is more like it's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to say that, I don't know if they say that it's like lazy or if like just like they kind of slur their words or something.
In Daegu?
Like,
Yeah. Well, they have an accent, that's for sure. And I think it does shine through with Yoongi's rap style.
Mm-hmm.
But one last thing I want to say about Namjoon is he is quick. He's a quick rapper.
Yeah.
And it's intense when he raps. I will say, though, he isn't as quick as Yoongi, and that's because Yoongi does slur his words, so it allows him to rap quicker. I mean, you still understand him, but he slides into the next word
because
so easily.
Because that's his accent.
RM, I have so much appreciation for his fast rap because have you seen him warm up his mouth?
Oh, my God,
it's so big, and, like, he just really moves his mouth quickly, but he's able to articulate every single word so clearly and concisely while doing it super fast.
Yeah. Maybe like Namjoon or Yoongi or J-Hope, like maybe they aren't your bias so you don't watch fan cams of them, but watch a fan cam of them rapping live, performing one of their rap line songs or something live, and you can see their face. Oh my God, like their whole face changes and they put so much into it to try to like, I mean, and you can tell their emotion too. You can tell the passion coming through, the energy, the anger, or whatever, like, oh my gosh. And I feel like Namjoon, because he enunciates so much, you can really see it on his face.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Oh, especially in his cheeks.
His cheeks, yeah. And his mouth is just moving so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Yoongi, you can see his mouth isn't really moving too quickly, but it's just like smaller. I don't know.
What I think about is, okay, so I think about his gummy smile.
His gummy,
I think about his gummy, like gummy tongue, gummy cheeks, like just a little mush mouth of just like words that just kind of all slip together.
Uh-huh.
And you can still tell what he's saying and like differentiate words and, you know.
Let's get into Yoongi.
Okay, so let's talk about Yoongi's like specific flow.
Yeah. So his flow is really complex.
Mm-hmm.
He's definitely not afraid to experiment with different rhythms and rhymes, that's for sure.
Oh no.
Mm-hmm. And so he's able to switch up at like a moment's notice or leave a space for a beat to get hit before he gets back to rapping for effect, like he does in Dang.
Yes, I love when he does that. Like, I love when rappers choose to do that, when they let their, like, there's just a pause, an empty pause where it's just like a beat for, you know, half a measure or something, because it's like, it's letting that last line breathe before you start into the next one, and then you're gonna like, you know that whatever they're about to get into is gonna be good.
And
that they're gonna change it up in a different way. And when Yoongi does that, oh, it's so good.
In Dang, honestly, I was really impressed with Yoongi's verse in Dang. It is so, so good. And so is J-Hope's and obviously RM's. But yeah, I know, it's just like, I love them all.
Yeah.
But Yoongi, that like, that like, that he does. And then he waits a little bit. He like lets it linger.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, da 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 da. Like, I mean, go straight into it. And he's quick. And it's
so good.
Yeah.
The other thing that he does that I really like and that I notice as a trend in his like style and flow is he gasps.
Mm-hmm.
And he uses this gasping and like heavy breathing as like to add effect.
Uh-huh.
So he'll rap like a really long time, and at the end you'll kind of hear a heavy breath, like he's like, I just fucking did that for 30 seconds left. You know, And he does it in Dang, he does it in First Love.
Yeah.
And
he does it in First Love.
Oh my gosh. And that song, the way that he builds through that song, it's like the entire song is a crescendo of like feeling and emotion and power and like the strength of his voice and like how fast he's rapping.
Yeah.
He does it brilliantly.
Well, when I watched the Wings concert, I really thought that I was going to cry for Stigma or cry for Awake, and it was First Love. That was the only one that I cried at. Mm-hmm. And it was because you can see, that's another thing about Yoongi and his rapping. It is so passionate. Mm-hmm. He is in it completely.
Yeah.
And you can tell that he is just flooded with emotion when he's rapping.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it really comes through. And his rap style can be kind of aggressive.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say kind of. It is aggressive. It's kind of ruthless.
He goes for the throat.
Yeah. Absolutely. Like, yeah. I would not mess with any of them, but Yoongi really terrifies me.
Mm.
Like, he is someone you do not want to mess with.
Yeah.
No.
Oh my gosh. He does. And when he's in that kind of like destructive mood, he'll do this little laugh. Like, he does it all the time in his mixtape, you know? He does it in, like, some other songs, too.
He laughs and Dang.
Yeah, yeah.
Dang is so good.
Oh, my God. I literally vibe to that song so hard in my car.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was watching reaction videos on YouTube.
Yeah.
And I swear, every time that beat hits, it does not matter who you are, but you have to, you bounce your shoulders up. You're bouncing. You have to dance.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people are, I watch every single reaction video, the people start, like, moving their hands back and forth.
Uh-huh.
And, like, I mean, you just have to move. It's so good.
It's so good. Yes. But if we want to talk a little bit more about, like, Yoongi and his mixtape, well, I guess Augusti, that, I think that one we really get to see more of that aggressive kind of rapping.
Yeah.
And it's really intense and it's kind of scary. It really is.
I feel like the majority of that mixtape is that kind of like aggressive, like hardcore. We see back then, this is a trend that I see for Yoongi, is the use of like auto-tune and experimenting with that and experimenting with like trap sounds and trap vibes. All the way back on his mixtape on Augusti, he and Tony Montana, he has like some auto-tune in there. It's a very trap vibe song, a very like house party, you know. And I mean, we see it in Outro Tear.
We see it in Outro Tear.
And it's really fucking good.
Yeah.
I mean, it fucking, for me, it makes the song.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that little addition is, it's just a representative of like his specific art and his specific style.
Yeah.
And it doesn't contrast poorly with Namjoon's style or with J-Hope's style. It just like fits in perfectly.
Yeah, he kind of meshes his producer side with his rapping side.
Yeah.
And I think that's why that's how he experiments really, is by kind of messing with the levels and the sound and just distorting his voice in different ways.
Because him and Namjoon especially are in all of it. The writing lyrics, producing and rapping, and both.
And J-Hope does some. Yeah.
J-Hope does some, but
Yoongi and RM really are just in it.
Yeah, and they work so much on it, and you know, I think that Yoongi really takes the whole. He wants the whole experience. He doesn't just want to be the performer. He wants to produce it. You know,
absolutely.
And so I think he takes a lot of pride in those little additions to show, like, this is me. This is my style.
Yeah. So that's kind of his way of adding flair. He also does a lot of slides like. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but he uses his breath to definitely add flair, whereas like Namjoon, he uses more of like the levels of his voice. And then we'll get to J-Hope, who is just all flair.
All over the place.
Ugh.
The other thing that Yoongi likes to do is experiment with like sampling tracks. So when we were watching Give It To Me, the music video, you know, there's like this like chanting type thing in the background, like you can't really tell like what they're saying or like, you know, like really who it, but it kind of sounds like young voices chanting something or like in like a musical tune. And he like sampled that to be like the underlying track for his like whole song.
It's so cool
and it's really good. And then like, okay, obviously Dang, he sampled traditional Chinese music and then put a trap beat over it, and you know, like,
it sounds so good.
It's
unique, and it definitely, it catches you off guard a little bit, but it's like, you're listening. When you hear it, you're like, what is this?
Yeah. Yoongi is about the surprising sound. Yeah.
Gets your attention.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For sure, he's the attention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, okay, overall, Yoongi's style, he is such a fast rapper.
Yeah.
I think I read this somewhere, and I don't know if this is true, but I think he's like one of, like, in the top 10 fastest rappers in South Korea.
I mean, I would not...
I think he might even be in top 5. I wouldn't be surprised if he's number one.
Yeah.
I'm sure. But I'm not sure of that statistic. So.
Yeah.
But he's quick.
I mean, he's so fast, mm-hmm. and that's undeniable.
Yeah.
It takes so much skill and so much effort to do that. And
in Cypher Part 2, his rap is so fast. Mm-hmm. It's so fast. And that's, like, early on.
Yeah.
That was School Love Affair.
Yeah.
And look at him now.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure he's even faster.
Insane.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
So let's get into J-Hope's mm-hmm. rap style and flow.
Yeah.
It's very different mm-hmm. from Namjoon and Yoongi's, who are pretty much, like, they're more traditional. I mean, Yoongi does experiment.
You can kind of, like, put them into a group.
Yeah,
you know?
You can categorize their kind of style. J-Hope's is just off the wall.
You can't.
It's, yeah.
And I feel like there's multiple reasons for this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Reason one, he wasn't a rapper before joining BTS.
Mm-hmm.
So his style developed through BTS and, mm-hmm. you know, through his experiences and everything.
Yeah.
Number two, he was a street dancer first. So he had all other kinds of music in his life that he appreciated and that he vibed with. Like, he likes to dance to, he likes mm-hmm. to listen to.
Yeah.
Through that.
Yeah.
Number, what, four?
Three?
The next one.
Another reason
is that he, where he's from, Gwangju?
Yeah, something like that.
J-Hope's hometown is, like, it's said that their accent is, like, very, like, lighthearted and happy, or, like, they sound, like, really welcoming.
Yeah.
And so
it's pleasant.
So his, like, I feel like his natural tone and, like, it's, like, more energetic.
Mm-hmm.
So J-Hope has, like, this energy going.
Yeah.
But at the same time, he has a slower flow.
He
does not need to rap quickly. Like, that doesn't mean that he can't, but he just generally doesn't.
Yeah, his rap style is slower, and he can rap quickly,
mm-hmm.
but he's just not on the level of Namjoon and Yoongi.
Yeah.
But he doesn't need to.
No.
He doesn't need to because he has so much other skill. Like, he brings a different skill to rapping, and that is his voice inflection.
Yes, dude.
His voice inflection. And, okay, so he... Out of the three rappers, I think he, like, sings the most. And it sounds mm-hmm. really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we hear him in Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Like, he's the chorus. And so, I mean, he definitely brings that element. But in addition, his voice inflection, it's just, again, it's unpredictable.
Yep.
Like, you don't know where he's going to go with the style. He adds in a lot of flair, like a lot of oops.
Yeah.
And, like,
yeah.
Woo!
Yeah. Like, and he repeats those things.
Mm-hmm.
He has a lot of repetition. Like, in Daydream, he goes, I know, I know. Like, he repeats, uh-huh. I know, at the end of a few lines.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, in Dang, he has the, how about you? I like you.
Yeah.
And then, like, the, da-da, woo.
Yeah.
AP. Woo. Like, so
I think another reason why his style is so unique
mm-hmm.
is you kind of touched on it, like, his accent is different, but for him, his voice in general, I think, is just unique.
Yeah,
like, you can tell when he's like, his, I don't know, the pitch to his voice
mm-hmm.
is,
the tone,
yeah, it's different.
Yeah.
And the way he talks is just kind of different.
Mm-hmm.
And I love his voice, and that really, when he's rapping, it makes it sound so different from other rappers.
Yeah.
Like, it's not hard to distinguish him
mm-hmm.
out from other people.
No.
Mm-hmm.
And he also, because of his personality, it's, like, easy and comfortable for him to, like, be on stage.
Oh, like, yes. Absolutely.
Because he was, I mean, just because he didn't have rap experience doesn't mean that he wasn't, like, already a performer.
He has a very fun personality.
Yeah.
So his rap style, again, is very fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fun, playful rap. It's, like, it's not so aggressive and intense like Yoongi and RM's are. His is just playful and all over the place. But while he's doing that, it's so impressive.
Yeah.
I think to other rappers, they listen to it and they're like, wow, this guy can do it all. Yeah. I mean, it's all over the place. It's really fun. It's out there. And I think that's just kind of his personality coming through.
Yeah.
He's not afraid to experiment with it and make weird noises. And I mean, he does that.
He uses his voice as an instrument.
Absolutely.
As another mm-hmm. beat, as a, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And what is so amazing is, like, yes, he is super energetic. Mm-hmm. And that comes through in so much of his music. It just makes you feel good. It either makes you feel good or it hypes you the fuck up.
Yeah, it's still really badass.
Yeah, like, okay, mm-hmm. you can listen to Daydream or like Piece of Peace.
Airplane.
But then you can listen to fucking Bassline or Hansen.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
I mean, and it's completely different, but it is so, so good.
I think I love Airplane so much because it's so chill.
Yeah.
I think J-Hope also brings this really chill rap too.
I mean, like, what is this genre? Like, chill
you
rap.
You cannot put it into a category.
Because it's like chill, but his voice has this incredible energy. And the tone of his voice is so unique that it really, like, if you weren't already interested in the song by Namjoon's verse or by Yoongi's verse, J-Hope fucking gets you.
Yeah, he gets your attention.
Like, and you just want to keep listening because it's so good. It's, you know, it's so good.
It's so good.
So good. So basically, J-Hope is the finishing piece to the rap line with his style and flow. I think, like, his unique style perfectly balances RM's traditional style and Suga's kind of like trap, like American trap, you know, experimental style. And oh my gosh.
Yeah. And so they really do all work super well together. Like, even with these three different unique styles, definitely they all still mesh really well together and they all kind of feed into the other.
Yeah. And they all surprise you. Like, every single rap line song, I feel like every rap line song that comes out, one after another, sequentially, everyone gets better.
Chills.
Like,
every time. Anytime their verse comes on, chills.
It's just like, okay, you can't keep up with Yoongi because he's so quick.
Yep.
You can't keep up with RM because he's so intense.
He's so powerful.
And so passionate, too.
Oh, yeah.
Puts so emotion, so much emotion.
Oh, it's so raw.
You can't keep up with J-Hope because you can't follow along because he's just so crazy. He's all over the place.
Yeah.
And, like, it's so interesting that every single moment in his verse surprises you and interests you and draws you in.
It's just so fun. Oh. It's such a fun rap style.
Damn it.
Yes. Okay. So what we're going to talk about next is kind of their stage presence.
Yeah.
So they all have they have a different way to deliver their rap.
And stage presence is huge in rap performances because
and delivery.
Yeah, and delivery, because if you can rap, great. But you have to be able to rap by yourself on a big stage and
keep everyone's attention
you have to have perfect rhythm, you have to be able to change it up, you have to, like, roll with the punches, like, and so they have, like, really perfected their craft.
So let's go ahead and start with Namjoon. He does move around, he does, but he is usually kind of standing straight up. He's usually standing straight up. He's got the mic right in front of him. He'll sometimes have, like, one finger up a little bit.
He likes to do that.
And that's kind of a way to deliver it. And I think that really hits on his, like, powerful delivery too. But really he doesn't move around too much. And he doesn't need to with his kind of traditional rap style. And so his body is basically telling us that he doesn't need to be super hype to successfully deliver what he's rapping about.
Yeah. There are instances, of course, where we see him get really hype, like during a cypher, like
Was it Cypher 3 that we watched, that live performance?
Yeah.
We'll put the link in the description because I've never seen Namjoon so hype. Like, he's jumping up and down.
I mean, going crazy. Like,
crazy.
I mean, and this was after we were like, Namjoon is pretty chill on stage, but he just owns it.
Yeah.
But so sometimes he does get really hype.
Oh,
but
absolutely.
We're just saying that
in
overall.
Cypher 4 too,
I'm just saying overall, he doesn't. But he still owns the stage.
Mm-hmm.
When he's up there, because of his powerful style, traditional style, and he's just like, his body language just shows he's like, this is my shit, you know?
He's got like a power stance. It's very, you know how like there's different stances you can do before like an interview or something to feel more confident?
Yeah.
The way he's standing, his shoulders are back, he's upright, and he's just looking out at you.
Mm-hmm.
Also, a lot of times during performances, he'll wear like sunglasses.
Yep.
to cover his eyes. And I know there's like some other reasons for it, but something about it just like you take him seriously.
Yeah.
When he's there, you are listening. That is his presence. That it's powerful. It's simple, but you're looking at him like this man is a big deal.
Mm-hmm. And he always looks like super presentable. Uh-huh. Like when
classy.
I mean, mm-hmm. when it was the BTS versus Block B at like Mama 2014,
something like that. Yeah.
And he was on stage rapping, and he's in like a white suit mm-hmm. with like a pink shirt underneath, slicked back hair,
sunglasses,
shiny black shoes mm-hmm. with a, I'm pretty sure a carnation, like yeah. a pink carnation. And the Block B guy is, like, wearing, like, you know, really loose baggy clothes, mm-hmm. a lot of, like, extra layers, bandanas around his head, trying to look like uh-huh. Yoongi circa 2013, like, uh-huh. they were being last year. Yeah. But anyways, Namjoon just looks so fucking classy, uh-huh. and I think that's, like, his style. Like, absolutely. That's how he presents mm-hmm. himself on stage. He's just, yeah. like, I'm above this yeah. shit, you
They're
know?
They're just above it all, yeah. really. They're just too cool.
Yeah, and he's always, like, front and center. He's sorry. Like, so, no, don't be. So he's just, like, front and center. Power stance, mm-hmm. power mode, listen up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, he also has a lot of hand movement. That's, like, the most that he
yeah,
moves.
Yeah.
He likes to move his right arm around and, mm-hmm. like, hold the mic with his left hand. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he definitely still does, like, that classic kind of rapping where yeah. they're, like, they're still moving along with it, and that's how he feels it.
He vibes it a little bit with his body, but we're yeah. just saying he doesn't, like, jump around and throw water all over people yeah. like J-Hope.
Or he's not, like, hunched over like Yoongi. You know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so let's get into Yoongi.
Yeah. So Yoongi, okay, a lot of times he'll wear hats or cover his eyes, and I find it very cool.
It's too cool.
It's very sexy.
Mm-hmm. You can't see him. It's kind of like the same effect, whereas Namjoon wears the sunglasses and you can't see him.
Yeah.
So he's got his hat usually, I mean, the bill of his hat is pretty much all mm-hmm. over, like, covering both his eyes, that you can't even see even his nose.
Yeah. It's almost like an exposure thing. Like, I'm on this stage in front of thousands of people, my face is on the fucking Jumbotron, uh-huh. but you can't see my eyes, you know? Yeah. Like, I'm mm-hmm. still this fucking cool, you still mm-hmm. can't see me, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, so with him, what he kind of does is he definitely moves all around the stage.
Oh, yeah.
He does this walk.
Yeah.
It's not like a drunk walk, but, I mean, he's always kind of hunched over, kind of leaning side to side while he's walking. Mm-hmm. And, man, it really catches your eye.
Yeah.
That's how he vibes, and that's how he feels it, and it's delivering really well.
Yeah, he just kind of dances, but this like kind of movement that he's doing, mm-hmm. He owns the stage with it. He can be on stage by himself. Like mm-hmm. one of my favorite performances of his is when he performed Tony Montana mm-hmm. with Jimin,
yeah.
which by the way, I have to say, sidebar, okay?
Jimin.
Listen.
This is the rap lane.
No, listen. Okay, so I know that ever since the Namin Minjoon ship series, I was kind of like, oh my god, I love them. Mm-hmm. But like, so I just can't deny it anymore, though. I have to be real. I am still Yoonmin trash. Like, mm-hmm. I ship both of them. It is such a fucking problem.
Yeah.
It has developed into a real issue because, like, we had a whole conversation about
ships,
them
really?
Over lunch.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I just have to, I'm accepting it in front of everybody since I've talked about it on here.
You can still ship them. You don't have to be committed to just one ship.
I know, but I'm not just, I don't just kind of ship them. I just, like, I'm trash for them. Like, I'm
really?
Like,
mm-hmm. Oh.
So, anyways,
I love
to,
it though.
Had to be
really,
honest.
It's a really popular ship, and I love the ship too.
Yeah, me too. So, anyways, this performance of Tony Montana, where Jimin performs with him, it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But in this performance, Yoongi, he's just walking around killing it.
He's so confident.
So confident.
He's so confident when he is rapping. He is in his element when mm-hmm. he is there. You wouldn't think of him as a performer just based on kind of like his personality sometimes.
His general like
yeah like
demeanor.
Mm-hmm. And he's been kind of like open about his kind of demeanor.
Mm-hmm.
And so to see him be in that setting and be able to be so confident mm-hmm. and to really just like be around all these people and deliver it like that, I mean, it is what he's meant to do.
This
is what he's meant to do. He yeah. is a performer.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. a damn good rapper.
I feel like Yoongi...
he's such a good rapper.
He's such a fucking good rapper.
I mean, really, I think all of the rappers are really amazing, but Yoongi's got some serious talent. Mm-hmm. I mean, some serious talent.
Yeah, I feel like it was never his, when he was like growing up thinking about his career, he was never thinking about being a K-pop idol.
Hell no.
But you know what? Thank God.
Yeah, because, and I think he loves it. And I think this was good for him, mm-hmm. too. Like, I think being in this seven-member group mm-hmm. has been so beneficial to him, and it's something he never knew he needed.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like emotional. You said that. I know you sound like you're getting choked up.
I'm always, guys, I bawled my eyes out, what, 2 nights ago?
Yeah, like two nights in a row.
Taeyong.
About Taeyong. It's okay. I understand your love. I love him love. So much. Yes. It's okay.
I want to protect him forever. Okay.
So, Yoongi also loves to prove that they're not lip-syncing mm-hmm. in performances. He loves to, like, take the mic away from his mouth whenever it's, like, his line just for a few measures, and man.
Oh, yeah. When he did it for Mic Drop for some performance, I forgot, but man, people were freaking out about that, and that was so badass in itself. Like, mm-hmm. he's like, yep. Don't hear a track, and you don't hear me, because we're not lip-syncing. Mm-hmm.
Fuck you. Yeah.
Yeah, basically. Also, he does a lot of tongue slips.
Oh, yeah, he does.
He really does. I mean, his tongue comes out.
He loves to stick his tongue out mm-hmm. on stage. Just like the corner of his mouth. Yeah. The corner of his mouth and up a little bit. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He also counts on his fingers a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not just like if he's counting in the song. He's like counting the beats.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. Yeah. He does that. Mm-hmm. And you know what? When we watching, what is it? We Are Bulletproof. Mm-hmm. When we were watching We Are Bulletproof, like my husband and I, a long time ago, mm-hmm. and, you know, Yoongi, it's that shot where he has those like goggles and like the lights.
Oh my gosh.
And
he's
moving his hand directly on the beat. Uh-huh. And then when we were watching Dope, he does the same fucking thing in Dope when uh-huh. those drones are like flying behind him. Uh-huh. And that's just like a thing that he does.
Yeah.
It's not like he's counting like words or something, but it's just like he's just like the beat. Like, mm-hmm. oh, he's so in tune.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
He feels it. And I think. And his passion, just his passion, especially First Love, guys, man, that performance. So much passion in that.
Yeah, like, especially when you can see a fan cam of it where it's, like, really close, because his facial expressions, you can just see his passion and, like, his feeling and emotion and, like, everything that he was thinking and, like, going through when he was writing this song and, like, all of his inspirations for it. And, like, this is the art that he made to represent all of that. And it's all of these feelings and emotions behind it.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, you guys know. You've heard
First Love. Yeah, you've heard it. Like, you understand.
But his facial expressions, really, whenever he's rapping, they can go from, like, being, like, aggressive, like scrunched up face, like a snarl, to just being, like, I mean, just really passionate, depending on the song, like, 2-3. Or
Hold Me Tight.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
You're going to cry again.
I love Hold Me Tight. Okay.
Okay, so.
So let's go ahead and get into J-Hope's stage performance and, like, his delivery.
Yeah.
So, his is so unique, again, but I think since he's a dancer, he brings something else to his delivery and performance, because he has this kind of more theatrical performer, when he dances, he smiles. Uh-huh. I mean, he's just radiating.
Or he's making a fucking rude face.
Okay, he's so rude.
J-Hope is the rudest member of BTS.
Absolutely, 100% hands down. Agree. Yep, hands down.
Like, it doesn't matter. J-Hope is everybody's main bias wrecker. Uh-huh. If you say he's not, you're lying.
Yeah.
Like, so really, like, I think J-Hope's dance background, because, like, you know, he can get a dance down in, like, a couple hours or, like, a day.
Yeah.
So I feel like when they're performing, he doesn't have to think as much, worry as much about the dance. You know, like, you can see when, like, Namjoon is dancing, he's concentrating.
Oh, yeah.
When J-Hope is dancing, he's just kind of feeling it. He's having a great fucking time. Like, he's in his element.
Absolutely.
So I feel like he's able to take some of the energy that he might have had to put into focusing on his dance performance into his rap performance and the energy that goes into that. And he does such a great job with doing it. Like, that's how we get those, like, that little flair, or, like, him being, like, the ultimate rap line hype man.
He's such a hype man.
Yeah.
He's such a hype man. Whenever Yoongi or Namjoon is rapping, he is right there. Mm-hmm. Going along with it and just just hyping the other one up.
Yeah.
And they need that. They need to, and they do that.
Yeah, and it makes them successful.
They feed off each other so well, mm-hmm. and you need that kind of hype to deliver these rap songs.
Yeah, for sure. And that is what, like, J-Hope does with mm-hmm. his stage presence. He kind of mm-hmm. ties it all together for the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's a fucking triple threat. Do you realize that?
No, he really is. I think Jungkook is kind of a triple threat mm-hmm. too, because he does have that rapping background, but really, like, you don't see him or hear him rap anymore. Just a little bit in DNA, but really we don't hear it.
Maybe
anymore.
Because he's teasing a mixtape. Do you think the mixtape will be a rap mixtape?
No.
I mean, I don't think that would be weird, right?
Yeah. But when you said this today, I was like, okay, yeah, I think J-Hope is a little bit more of the triple threat here
mm-hmm.
because he can definitely sing.
Mm-hmm.
We know that for a fact.
Yeah, Mama.
Yeah, exactly. He can rap Cypher 4.
Fuck every single song he's in. Outros
yeah,
here.
I mean, really, listen to any of them.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, he's the best dancer.
An amazing dancer.
I mean, I hate to say best, but...
Well, he's the main dancer.
Yeah.
He's the main dancer.
Yeah.
I'm not salty about it.
Yeah, cool. Hope you guys aren't either.
So, really, I think, like, on his on-stage kind of personality,
mm-hmm.
his ability to convey emotion mm-hmm. when performing really makes every performance.
Really?
Like, there's so much passion in his performances. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if it's a 2-3
mm-mm.
or a cypher. He can be so comforting, you know? Like, his voice, like, in
Magic Shop,
where it just sounds like he's giving us a hug.
He's hugging us.
Or 2-3, where it just sounds like he's going to hold on forever.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like,
Young Forever.
They drop the sound out of the background, and so it's just kind of his voice echoing. Oh, my God, it's so amazing.
I know.
Okay, right. So let's get into some common lyrical themes that we see with all of them.
Yeah. So in terms of the lyrical themes, we really didn't dive too deep into this because we really wanted to hit on their individual style and really their stage presence.
Yeah, because that's really what makes a rapper.
Yeah.
And as much as they all
are... But the lyrics obviously are very important.
Right. As much as they all are involved in writing the lyrics and making the music on their own,
mm-hmm.
like... At some point, they have to make compromises, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we know this, depending on what their producer, what their managers and boss mm-hmm. wants, or, like, what the theme of what the album is and everything
mm-hmm.
like this. So they can tap into their own emotions yeah. and put their lyrics in.
Yeah.
But,
So these themes that we kind of came up with are really inspired from their mixtapes.
Yeah, their mixtapes, and then some of their other songs, too, but
mm-hmm.
mainly what we see
yeah.
them mainly rapping yeah. about. Yeah.
So Namjoon is really self-reflective mm-hmm. and introspective. He also does a lot of exploration of human condition and societal expectations. And then also, Kayla, you phrased this, but she said, like, he loves to dance with the status quo. And
he does.
I love that.
He loves to tango with it. He loves mm-hmm. to see what boundaries he can push or where the boundaries even are,
uh-huh.
you know, or why there are those boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's kind of in that exploration process of that.
Really?
And I also think something we haven't talked about yet is a song that I think represents a theme of his, which is Hopeful Change,
yeah.
which is his song that he did with Wale, Change.
I love Change.
Mm-hmm.
I really, that is one of my favorite songs by
mm-hmm.
him. It's really catchy. It gets stuck in my head.
Yeah.
But the meaning behind that song is so him.
Yeah. Namjoon really, one of his, like, goals, like, dreams was to do a song with Wale.
Mm-hmm.
So when they were able to do that, that was such a huge deal for Wale, for Namjoon.
Uh-huh.
And that song is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And it is all about, like, how things are going to get better. Like,
mm-hmm.
we can work on it and, you know, we can progress as a society.
He really is an activist.
He really is.
Such a big activist.
And I think that's a common theme in his... I feel like each of the rappers in BTS are an activist for a different topic.
Exactly.
A different main
yeah.
theme. So Namjoon is kind of that
mm-hmm.
introspective,
yeah.
reflective.
He has a philosophical kind of mindset.
For sure.
And I think he's kind of a devil's advocate. He questions things. But, like, big, important things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So going on to, like, Yoongi, what we saw a lot in August D in the mixtape was themes of mental health, depression, social phobia, self-hatred, self-esteem, but also pride and achievements for what you've done or like what you've obtained. And specifically, we see all of those things in the song The Last.
Yeah. So when I was on my way to Kansas City, I was listening to the Auguste mixtape because I wanted to just really feel the mixtape and understand, because I have only listened to it like maybe once before. But there was one song that really stuck out to me, and that was The Last.
Yeah.
And that was just incredible for me to listen to, because I'm like, he's rapping about something that he is very passionate about, but he's, and he's being aggressive, but it sounds a little less aggressive than like Give It to Me.
Yeah.
And I was, and it's kind of a longer song, and I thought, man, I need to know what he's rapping about. And guys, if you were to look up any lyrics for any of the songs on that album, look up the lyrics for The Last. I mean, it's hard to read a little bit because he does talk about like self-hatred and he hits those big topics. But I mean, I think that is why he speaks to so many people.
Yeah.
Is because he is so open about this and that he's talking about these emotions that a lot of people are experiencing but don't have anyone to talk to about it.
Yeah. Or
don't know how to express it.
Yeah, exactly. One time somebody got mad at us. One of our first comments on our podcast was they were mad that we brought up that Yoongi talks, that he talks about these topics.
That he's open about depression and mental health.
Because this was around the time of, you know, like other things happening in K-pop society and you know, so it was it's a very big topic right now.
It's a sensitive topic.
Yeah.
It is.
And so this person was angry at us for talking about Yoongi's stance on it and kind of him being an activist for it and bringing it up in the topic, because how dare us for, you know, like talking about it when it is so sensitive. But
there
needs
to be a change for that.
Yeah,
there it needs to be talked about.
It does.
It really does.
And that's what Yoongi stands for. He has talked about this type of thing in interviews, in so many of his lyrics, even in like Outro Tear and Love Yourself and Outro Her. There's those same kind of themes of like self struggle, like mental health struggle. And you know, so if this idol man is making this art that we're experiencing this way, we're allowed to talk about it in that way, because that's what he's saying. Those are the words that he's using, you know.
And you guys have sent all of your stories to us too and let us share, and a lot of you say that your inspiration for being able to speak out about it is from Yoongi.
Yeah.
And I think, wow,
I mean,
that's amazing that, you know, he's making people feel that I can talk about this. I don't have to bottle this up inside myself.
Yeah, and that they're, you know, like having mental health issues isn't like, it shouldn't be a stigma.
It really
shouldn't. You know, it should just be like, I'm dealing with this thing. So, you know, and then people can understand that you're dealing with this thing, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he's totally an activist for that, and that's like major themes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's move on to kind of what J-Hope, what a lot of his thematics are within his lyrics, especially from Hope World.
For sure.
And we really see that J-Hope, he takes his name seriously.
Yeah.
The hope. His message is to be positive and to have an optimistic view on life.
Yeah.
And living your life to the fullest and having self-worth and just like not hesitating to jump right into a situation. And just to be thankful and grateful for things in life.
Oh,
and
yes.
It's just, I love this approach to his lyrics.
And I think J-Hope has stated that he's trying to live up to his name. You know, he's trying to live up to his name, Hope. He's trying to live up to this, like, goal of a Hope World, you know. And so he's like, I'm not even like this all the way, but this is how I want to be, and this is, you know, like a great way to be, is just try to love and experience everything that you do, and then try to be positive, try to, you know, because it sucks to not be.
It's difficult, and it can be very difficult to be positive. And he can struggle with it as well, even though he has this message of be happy, be joyful, be, you know, positive and optimistic. But of course he struggles to do that himself,
and
that he's motivated from his name. And it's something that he has found as a way to live and that he wants to live this way. Mm-hmm. And so he raps about it. And I just love it.
Yes. And also, like, along the thankfulness and gratefulness lines, mm-hmm. like, we see a few examples of that. In his first professional song that he put out separate from BTS, One Verse.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
He says this line that's, like, rising up on the shoulders of my brothers or something, mm-hmm. as if, like, they lifted him up and they've supported him through this. Mm-hmm. And, like, through developing...
becoming a rapper.
Yeah. Yeah. And
developing this really, you know, intense,
unique,
skill.
Difficult... skill. Yeah. So he's obviously, like, thankful for that. And then, like, his song Mama, mm-hmm. I mean, dedicated to his mother, so thankful, so grateful.
Really?
So that's J-Hope.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so somebody wanted us to, like, talk about our favorite rap line song or, like, mixtape song, uh-huh. or, like, favorite verse for them. And that's really hard to do
really
for me.
Really difficult.
Like, I know you have a favorite Yoongi verse.
Yeah. Just One Day.
Yeah.
One Day, yeah. I definitely love his verse in that. I've fallen in love with it, and every time I hear it, it just gives me chills.
Yeah. But for me, it really depends on, like, my life situation and, mm-hmm. like, what I'm going through and, like, what I'm more into listening to in BTS, mm-hmm. at that point. So, like, for me...
You go through phases.
Yeah, I mean, everybody does, mm-hmm. you know? So, like, right now, like, I really love Outro Tear. I really love Dang. But those are, like, the songs that, like...
they're most recent.
Dang, mm-hmm. just came out. Outro Tear needs more streams and love and respect because that song is fucking good.
Yeah, like, really, yeah.
I mean, I feel like Outro Tear is, like... I think it's better than Outro Her. I think it's one of their best rap line songs, to be honest.
I really, really like it.
Yeah. But then, like, about, like, Reflection or something. Like, that's an amazing song.
First Love. Yeah.
You can't really pick I can't pick a favorite.
It's difficult. For J-Hope, I really, really like his style in Airplane. Mm-hmm. I really do. Airplane is just so good. It's so chill, and I think it really is him. But... again, it's just hard to pick. Mm-hmm. In terms of the cyphers, I really love Cypher 2. I don't know why. I really love Cypher 2, but again, it's on...
Cypher 2 Triptych. Oh, it's really good.
Yeah. It's on School Love Affair, uh-huh. which is also my favorite BTS album, although Love Yourself Tear is really up there.
Yeah.
But I really... that whole album just speaks to me for some reason. Mm-hmm. I just love how diverse it kind of is and Jump and Spinebreaker. But really, the Cypher 2, it was really kind of a big jump from Cypher 1.
Yeah.
And then we go to Cypher 3, which was a big jump from Cypher 2. And then Cypher 4 is just...
amazing.
Such... I'm like, why? This sounds like it's on American radio. Yeah. But it wasn't. It never was.
I think out of the cyphers, my favorite cypher would probably be Cypher 3 if mm-hmm. I had to pick.
Yeah.
I just fucking love it. I love Supreme Boy's, like, chorus mm-hmm. in there. I think it ties it together so well, mm-hmm. and it just makes the song so fucking hype. Whenever it comes on, when I'm listening to BTS on shuffle at work, mm-hmm. I usually replay it because it's just so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really do love RM's Change. Mm.
That song is so good. That's another song where he does, like, that sing-songy kind
of... Oh, he sings in it.
But it's so good.
Yeah, he sings in it, and I love it so much. And obviously, J-Hope, Airplane. And for Yoongi, it's tough between kind of, like, First Love...
Oh, First Love for sure is my favorite Yoongi song.
I really like The Last.
The Last is really... I mean, the lyrics in The Last are so powerful and mm-hmm. just so important, you know? And... honest, which is what I love about this rap line in general. BTS is so honest and uh-huh. so humble, and they are artists, you know, like when RM was like, we make music because it's what we have to do, what we mm-hmm. have to offer the world. Like, this, like, it's so good. Yeah. Okay. Anyways, do you have a favorite rapper? Who has your favorite rap style?
So out of the styles, mm-hmm. probably J-Hope.
Yeah.
J-Hope.
He's so good.
Yeah.
And he's so fun and interesting. Mm-hmm. I think that my favorite would be Yoongi.
Yeah.
I mean, he's my main bias record. I fucking love Yoongi. I mm-hmm. think he's an incredible rapper. I have such respect for him as an artist and, like, as an activist. And
he is such a ruthless rapper.
Oh, he's so fucking ruthless.
No, he's such a ruthless rapper.
Yes. So, I mean, I think he'd be my... But mad props to RM. I know.
Oh,
like,
man.
I mean...
he is the... he is so solid.
We cannot like drive home enough that he is the foundation of the rap line. Obviously, like BTS was built around RM. Like he's really the foundation of like the whole idea and their whole message, I feel like. Like he really embodies what BTS is trying to do right now, like with their whole love yourself theme and everything. And so I feel like him carrying that message and also being this strong rap foundation.
But he's very talented and very skillful. He is a talented and skillful rapper. And that is, there is no question to that.
You cannot find fault anywhere.
Absolutely not. So that was kind of our episode on the rap line.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun really like researching and talking about them. And I know this episode has been like long awaited, but...
Yeah, it was a difficult episode to do because the rap line is just, you don't want to mess with them.
No, it's so much.
We couldn't half-ass this episode.
No, so we had to be together. So we got together... Yeah, rap line.
Absolutely.
So if you enjoyed this episode and if you've enjoyed any of our other episodes, we would super love and appreciate if you would give us a review on iTunes. We also have some news. We told you guys we're on YouTube, but now you can listen to us pretty much anywhere that you would listen to any kind of music or podcast.
Any
because
platform.
We're on Apple Podcasts. We've been on Google Play, but now we're also on Google Podcasts. We are also just today found out that we are on Spotify now.
That's kind of a big deal.
In the podcasting world, it's a big fucking deal.
Yeah.
So we're super excited about that. We're on Spotify. So if you're streaming BTS on Spotify, you can hop over and stream us on there. If you want to contact us, give us your concerns, your comments, your feedback, whatever. We want to hear from you. We want to connect. You can email us at standingbtspodcast@gmail.com. You can talk to us on Twitter. We are all over Twitter. We are forming friendships. It's super fucking cool. Our handle is @standingbtspod. And you can also follow our fangirl Instagram account, which is Sugarfree Cookie Jams. You can like our Facebook page, Standing BTS, and find links for all of that in the description.
In the description. Thanks for listening, and thanks for standing BTS.